You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, this is Tracy, your host today for Work at Home Mom Talk. This is a special podcast series interviewing real Canadian moms who figured out how to earn an income while staying at home. Each mom has their own unique story to tell, and today we're interviewing Jennifer Fyander. She's the founder and owner of Lil Angel Gifts, a company inspired by her eldest son, who was born with a rare genetic disorder called Angelman syndrome. Jennifer is a wife, mother of three, and lives in Hampton, New Brunswick. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Tell me your story. How did you come to be a work-at-home mom? Start from the beginning.
Well, I actually was originally a teacher before I had my first son, Cameron. Mm-hmm. I was a teacher about 9 years ago and worked up until his birth, and I was intending on going back to teaching after having him. And little Cameron was born and had some difficulties, and we learned soon after that he had special needs. He has Angelman syndrome. So okay. It didn't end up that I ended up going back to work, but I kind of had another plan fall into place in the meantime that turned into a work-at-home business opportunity for me anyway, actually by accident. So the story behind that would be that when Cameron was a baby and when I would send him to his grandmother's on overnight trips or when she would have him for the day, she was often asking me details about how she would do specific things with him, kind of the first-time grandmother thing. She was wondering how she would lay him down to go to sleep, if it was on his side or belly or back, and just some feeding details and things like that. And things had changed since she had cared for me as a baby. I was the last baby she had cared for, so a few years had gone since then. So I thought I would be kind of funny and make up a little joke book to put in with his diaper bag the next time he went over. And I had the book all completed and had given it to my husband to show him. It was all bound and printed and whatnot. So he looked at the book and he said, "Oh, that's nice." And he kind of put it down. And I mentioned something that was in the book. He said, "That's in that book, really?" And so I realized he hadn't realized I had made the book. So I told him I made it, and he picked it up, and he read through the whole thing, and he said, you have to sell these. I had a couple copies ready. I was intending on giving a few away. And he said, "You have to sell these. It's a great business idea." So I kind of didn't think much of it then, but I started giving them away as baby shower gifts. And it was, I guess, through word of mouth, just with giving them away as gifts, that I started to have family and friends order some for themselves. And so it kind of started that way, and with Cameron having his special needs and having a lot of medical information that I needed to track with his special needs, and I couldn't keep track of it, I thought, well, I'm going to make him a little book that I can take with me for appointments and when we go into the hospital and whatnot. So I made a little book that I called Organizing Your Child's Special Needs, and I had it all printed and bound. I started taking that with me to the hospital and doctor's appointments and that. The doctors and everyone there as therapists and that just loved it because they would always ask me details on his medical history, and I couldn't keep track of the dates and the times and what we had done and things like that. So I found it really helpful. I first listed that book on eBay. It was years ago, maybe 7, 8 years ago. And I started to get a ton of bids on the book because I realized that other parents really needed that book too, that were in the same position as me. So my eBay part kind of started from there. And at that point, I went to the CBDC, and I asked the...
Which is Canadian Business Development Corporation.
So I went to the CBDC, and we lived in Nova Scotia. And I just was kind of tossing around the whole idea at the time of actually really starting my own business, because I'd never thought of myself as an entrepreneur. I was a teacher who was going to go back to teaching someday when I could actually do it. It just wasn't looking like I could because my son had so many hospitalizations and was having so many problems the first few years of his life. So when I went to them, I was actually 8 months pregnant with my second child.
Oh.
And I had my business plan, and they backed me on it. And I thought, they're never going to give me a loan. I've got all these requirements and that I have to do with my son, and I'm having another baby. And I thought, they're going to tell me, you know, timing's bad or something. And they gave me the loan and the training money to back me for that. So that's how I got started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell me about your family now. You've got three children?
Yeah, three children. Cameron is now 8 and a half. He'll be 9 in June. And his younger sister, Kennedy, is 6. And then we did add another little one to the family. She'll be 3 in May. Her name is Peyton.
Cool.
So I just work around them when I can. It's been a real challenge.
I bet. So tell us about the type of work that you do on a day-to-day basis.
What I'm doing right now with Little Angel Gifts is I'm producing mostly journal-type gift things. I have a various line of journals. And I've actually stuck with just doing the internet selling right now, and I have done a few shows, but I haven't gotten into wholesale quite yet. I just haven't had the chance to really dive into that with having the kids home.
Yes.
So most of my interactions with customers and most of what I'm doing is online. So I'm largely internet-based. So I'm doing a lot of like social networking, and I have obviously my own website, which I've learned how to do. And
do you do that yourself?
Yes. I was doing it myself, and then I used part of my training money through CBDC to take the HTML course, so I built all my own website.
Good for you.
Which is probably good because I have quite an extensive site, and it would be a lot to get someone else to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do my own website. I do have an eBay store that does very well.
Mm.
So it does really, really well with my wedding product. I keep that going with that. And I'm doing, a lot of the customer satisfaction and emails and that sort of thing. You have to really, really keep up on that with eBay.
Yeah.
So I am online quite a bit, unfortunately. Other than that, doing a lot of orders.
Fulfilling orders.
Yeah, fulfilling orders.
Okay, and what's your setup at home? Do you have a home office, or do you work at a home office?
The home office was actually just redone. We just did major renovations. So I'm in the process of trying to get my system set back up well, because we changed it around a lot, how just the general setup down there.
Mm-hmm.
My office would be downstairs where I'm storing my product, because I do have all my journals and my other products there. I do a lot of work upstairs at the kitchen table, just because when the children are home, it's easier to
be right there with them.
Yeah, it's easier. I have the laptop now, and I do have one downstairs as well, but it is easier. I do have some more flexibility. I can bring the little one downstairs to do some things. So usually I'm doing orders during the day, and often I'll bring the orders up and I'll pack them like at the kitchen table while she's putting around here, or while I'm doing something with them and supervising them. But it's hard. I'm trying to keep the stuff out of the kitchen. Like, I don't want the work stuff there, and it can get really cluttery, and trying to keep it kind of out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
My husband used to not be very happy with me. I have a lot of stuff up here.
So what type of hours do you work? Do you work when the children are in school, or do you find yourself working at night?
I've always been a night hawk, and I think having your own business, especially on the internet, is horrible for night people.
Yeah, I was like that too.
I can't force myself to go to sleep when I should. It's really hard. My little one, the 2-year-old, hasn't napped forever. She just doesn't require naps. So I don't even have a time during the day that I can really focus on getting stuff done. And she stays up late. We can't get her to go to sleep early.
Oh my.
So, yeah. So I basically often can't start working till after 10 at night, depending on what's going on then. I do, obviously, like through the day, I'm doing a lot of checking on messages. I'll check in periodically just to check in to see if someone's looking for their parcels or to give quotes or something, a lot of customer service stuff during the day. If I'm working with maybe, like, I have a printing company now that I work with and a graphic designer, and obviously I can only reach them during the day, so some of those people I'll contact during the day. But I find night works good for me anyway, because there's less distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more creative at night. So I'm thinking of new product ideas or or working on something or doing research.
I think just having that quiet time and being alone helps you to be more creative and just get more accomplished.
Well, the first book I ever wrote, the baby instruction manual book, I actually wrote through the night because Cameron didn't sleep. And at the time, we didn't realize that was part of his Angelman syndrome. So he didn't sleep, and I used to keep a pad of paper beside the bed. So I'd done this since I remember as a teenager. I would just, an idea would come to me, and I would write it down in the dark on the pad of paper. So I had the paper beside the bed, and I remember as I would think of something to put in the book, I would just jot it down in the book in the dark. You know, I would work on that book at 3 in the morning if I would think of something. And I've just always been that way, that my creative ideas, they always seem to come to me at night. Tends to be my best work time still. So it is hard. I'm not a morning person. I keep trying to convince myself I'm going to get up before the kids and I'm going to get some things done then. And I can't do it. I can't force myself to do it.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
I get it. So what time do you find yourself going to bed at night?
Too late. Had I been trying to set limits for myself lately, because I did this even before I had my son. I didn't get enough sleep forever. So I know that along with being up a lot with him still, being up with, because the girls will still wake up through the night, and then not going to bed till 2 in the morning or whenever it is, mm-hmm. I'm really trying to set limits, but mm-hmm. I don't know how to make that extra time in the day that I need
mm-hmm.
without taking away from somewhere.
It's such a tough balancing act.
Well, and I've tried to look at where my time goes, and I don't take a lot of time for myself, so I can't really cut out me time, or it's hard. I don't really know what to cut out.
So you're sort of answering one of my questions.
Mm-hmm.
You feel as though you're not taking time to care for yourself enough?
That's right.
Have you tried to focus on that at all, or you're just...
I have, and I've gotten better with some things. One of the things I realized, I wasn't taking a lot of time to kind of work on just getting out with the girls or
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that would be living in the town that we're living in. It took me a little while because I wasn't originally from here
mm-hmm.
to kind of build those relationships. And I was at that different time in my life where the friends that I had when I was younger, I don't live near anymore, I don't have children. And so it's taken me, now that I've kind of met a lot of other mothers and that in the area, I have those friendships now that I can do things with. And I'm still not taking time to go out on a Friday night with the girls to do whatever. I have it scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
I do have it scheduled, but I've been working in things like coffee, dates, and I kind of do dual purpose things. Like I have some mom groups that I go to now where
good.
I really, really enjoy the relationships that I have formed with the other women.
Yes.
And it also serves as getting my daughter out of the house so she can go play with her playthings. And
good.
I've got another woman who's become a good friend who also owns her own business.
Oh.
And so we go and we have, you know, our weekly coffee date type things. And I take my daughter there. She goes and plays with her kids' toys while she's in school. So she gets out of the house and gets to go do something. But we talk about personal stuff, but we also talk about, we're each other's accountability partners.
Oh, great.
So where we're going with business. I'm trying to do the multitasking thing where I can. But it's hard, like, to just take a night off to go do something just for myself. That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping it will get to that point.
Because you work at home, how do you find others perceive what you do? Do you feel you're taken seriously?
It's kind of funny. A lot of people that would know me didn't know until maybe a year or two ago, really, what I did or what I was doing. And I actually found that Facebook was, ironically, just because I'm not out and getting to socialize quite as much as I would, I've reached a lot of people that I know but didn't know what I was doing because they didn't know my job title. You know, I've reached a lot of people through there and said, oh, like, you have your own business and you do this and you do that. They just weren't aware of that I even was an entrepreneur,
yeah.
people that I knew before. I was surprised when, like, it was great to hook up with people again, but I was surprised at the kind of feedback I got from people that way. And I have gotten, I guess, taken a little bit more seriously lately because I did get some local press within the last few months, so that
yeah.
helped. But I find that it's a yes and no. I mean, people think that if you work from home, you work from home, so you have all this flexibility. They think that that's why you do it. So they don't think anything of stopping in or calling. And part of that's also me, because I haven't set very strict. I've tried before, but then I haven't stuck to it. For instance, the days that my daughter is in preschool, those were supposed to be my work times. Well, it's only basically 4 hours a week by the time I get back. And then I usually end up doing other things, like do podcast interviews. So I'm not technically working, but I had originally said when she was gone during that couple of hours, I was not going to answer the phone unless it was, you know, an emergency, and I was not going to do this. I was going to be very focused. So part of it, I guess, is me focusing, and part of it, other people. But
self-discipline.
But yeah, and I have that guilt thing. If someone shows up at the house to visit, I don't want to say, oh, sorry, I'm working.
Yeah.
I can't be here. I just did a bridal show recently, and someone showed up, and I said, I absolutely can't do the visit right now because I have the bridal show tomorrow, and I have so much to prepare for it. But I felt really guilty saying it.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I shouldn't feel guilty, but.
No, that's something that as a work-at-home mom, too, it's something that we really have to work on. We can't worry about hurting people's feelings.
Yeah.
Now, Jennifer, how do you stay motivated? Do you ever feel like giving up, or how do you handle that?
You know, I think a lot of my motivation comes from where my company came from, because it came because of my son. I named it after him, the little angel, the Angelman syndrome. Is him. He's the little angel. He's the logo and everything. And part of my mission statement is actually to promote awareness about Angelman syndrome and to give back to the community. And so I think that that's a big part of what drives me, is that. And he has so many extra needs, health-wise and financial-wise. And I just really see it as a way to, like, I can work around his schedule. I can work around doctor's appointments and therapists. And for instance, we have a trip scheduled soon going to the IWK, the Children's Hospital, for a week. And I will work around that.
Yes.
So I really need it to work, the business, rather than it would be so hard, if not impossible, for me to go back to a full-time job doing, you know, the 9-to-5.
Yeah.
I just can't comprehend how I would do that. So I think the possibility, too, of, I mean, we're really hoping that the business will provide very well in the future financially for our family and for Cameron, and allow me to work from home and do the things that I need to do. So I have had the odd time where I've, you know, you have a bad day and you wonder if you should give up, but I've had so much great feedback, and it's just been overwhelming. But I can't lie. I've had my bad days before, but I'm not going to give up.
Good. Just a couple more questions. Jennifer, what's the best business advice or work-at-home advice that you've received?
I have to say that the best business advice that I've gotten, which did take a while for me to really take seriously, was to outsource some of my work. Before, I was actually designing all of my own products and making my own products and doing everything entirely myself. I finally let go of the designing and had a graphic designer who is fantastic, who does my products for me. I basically set everything up on how I want it done, and then she takes it over and finishes it, and I get a much more finished and professional product. I was making everything from home, and I had gotten, you know, the industrial cutter, and I was all gung-ho on making all my own things, and I realized that I really was wasting my time. You know, I could be doing things like doing my marketing that I really enjoy, and just things that were better suited for my time rather than doing that. So I did start to go through the process actually just after my third child was born, because I realized I didn't have any time then, to have all my products converted over to another printer. And they're phenomenal, and quality is so much better. So it was the best thing I ever did. I mean, I got to increase my prices, and I'm not wasting my time doing that. So outsourcing was huge. I didn't want to let go of anything.
Yeah.
And now I've learned, and I get so much more from them than just printing my books and designing my books. You know, they give me feedback on other things that I could do. They really share my business vision and have support me in that.
Great.
One of the other really important pieces of advice I learned was to not put all my eggs in one basket. And I guess that's important for me because I have so many of my sales, for instance, through my eBay store.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the ones that I sell or products I sell through that are my wedding relationship journals. I do have some of the others. But if I were to just rely on the eBay store or just the website or advertising in one way for the – you can't guarantee, like, things happen. You know, you get shut down in eBay or something else. And I've heard too many stories about people who are very successful and do really fantastic through eBay. And something happens, and they're cut off, and their income gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been really building up the website and that as well, which is hard because I'm having to compete with huge companies with the wedding and those sorts of things. And then the last one that's been my biggest piece of advice, I guess, that I got was to build a great network of people around me.
Good.
And I was actually just doing a really great coaching program that is a business coaching program that was all women that were taking it. But we had a small group of women, but she did a lot of individual coaching with us. And she said, you know, in my personal life, because I struggle with staying organized with everything for my son, there's a lot of commitment. There are a lot of things that I have to do for him and then just your other, you know, personal things and then business.
Yeah.
She said, you really need a good support, a network of people around you. And I guess I had been doing that because I realized when I started to look, I'm like, it's finally starting to fall into place. You know, I've got the right people working with me and I feel really, really, really good about the people that I have working with me and supporting me. And I'm aware of that now and I'm thinking about it. And
good.
And those relationships I'm really valuing because they're there and I think I've chosen the right people.
Nice.
For that network. So
that is great. That's really good advice, Jennifer. Lastly, I'd like to ask you one question that I think the answer is quite obvious, but do you ever regret your decision to work at home?
No. Well, people ask me, they ask me this way. I get asked all the time. I guess that would come back to people saying, do they take me seriously? Or I forget how that question was worded. People ask me all the time if I plan on going back to teaching. And I say, no. And they're shocked. And I said, well, first of all, I have to deal with discipline now at home because I have kids at home.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to work and deal with discipline at work.
No.
I can't. It's too draining for
and
me.
And that's
can't
such
do
a
it.
Big part of a teacher's job.
And I said, oh, yes. And I said, and I can make so much more money doing what I'm doing. And they say, really? I said, yes, because these are people who don't understand, you know, the Internet and that
yeah.
sort of thing. I said, and I can work around, obviously, my son's needs and that better. There are parts of me, like, I really miss the social interaction.
Yes.
All the stuff that I do in my business, like, I do some pretty neat stuff. And I'm proud of the stuff that I've done and that I do. But if I actually worked for another employer and went in and did the things that I did, I would be getting really great feedback. You know, and I'm one of those people pleasers. I really used to always like doing work for people and having them say, great job. And, you know, I don't have a boss to say,
no.
great job. Or
yeah.
they give me feedback like that. So I miss that. And I miss not having coworkers because I am working from here right now by myself. I am looking actually at hiring, hopefully soon. But I miss that. So there's parts that I miss. I'm a very creative person by nature, and when you have your own business and then you have something that's a little bit creative on top of that, I can express that in so many ways.
Yeah.
So I really like when I'm teaching my daughters, you know, that they can do anything that they want to do.
Yeah.
And my middle one watches me really intently on what I do, and I just, there's so many possibilities. Yeah, I don't regret it. I never, ever thought I would have started my own business. And I think if it hadn't have been something that I really believed in and really was attached to,
mm-hmm.
like we had actually looked for kind of a work-at-home business idea before this one kind of fell on my lap, and nothing really seemed to click. So mm-hmm. I think you have to find something you're really passionate about
yeah.
and pursue that,
yeah.
or else you don't have that attachment to it.
Jennifer, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. And viewers, I urge you to check out Jennifer's special website. Her products are simply adorable. And as you can tell, she's passionate about what she does. The link to her website is on our website, where the same page where you found this podcast. And the actual address is www.lilangelgifts.com. That's L-I-L-A-N-G-E-L-G-I-F-T-S.com. Thank you.